John, what's kind of sudden here after a game like that where obviously we're in control for most of it?
It's tough to deal with because, you know, put ourselves in a pretty good position and didn't get it done. So, lots talked about either way, but you don't leave with a good feeling about something like this.
Do you feel like ultimately that two-handed attack from Bufflin ends up winning them the game? If he doesn't attack them, the pass goes right to Ocean. It's maybe a fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, but I didn't really see it that clearly. But, you know, I think if he doesn't, it might as well be a breakaway. So I thought those are usually automatic goals. I know they did have a guy kind of back, but, yeah, it's not what you want to see when, you know, someone's got to take a two-hand like that.
What do you feel like you guys need to clean up most defensively right now? It seems like there's a lot of chances going the other way.
Yeah, I think a lot. I think, you know, it breaks down to everything, really. But I think just in terms of D-zone, I think we're a little too backed off sometimes. And, you know, we're kind of in follow mode versus attack mode a little bit. And it's tough. We're giving teams a lot of time in the zone. And, you know, when you do that, you try to at least keep them to the outside and, you know, not give them the middle of the ice if you're going to be, you know, doing that. But we haven't done really either of those, so that's why it hasn't been great.
You know, Trotz mentioned that Braden was kind of the vocal guy last game in between second and third. I mean, do you feel for him when it's a 40-save game for him and it's still not the result?
I mean, do I feel for him? Yeah, of course. I feel for everyone. I know everyone wants to win, but, you know, he certainly lays it on the line every night. It's not I'm not trying to say that. He doesn't deserve the credit or anything, but, we're a team, and we have ups and downs together.